This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on government's efforts to ensure transparency in conduct of NEET examination. The participants are Lieutenant General Madhuri Kanitkar, Vice Chancellor, Maharashtra University of Health Sciences, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
A warm welcome to Akashvani, Dr. Kanitkar.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being with you today.
The controversy over the alleged leak of last month's undergraduate National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test Undergraduate NEET UG question paper has exposed how India's examination system is in urgent need of reforms. What's your take on it?
Firstly, I compliment all those concerned for coming out in the open and accepting that there is a huge leak that needs to be plugged. Because my own take is that maybe to err is human, to forgive is divine, but to rectify an error requires a courage of conviction, a confidence and a competence. And I therefore feel this is a great step taken in trying to rectify, accepting that there has been a massive problem and we are trying to rectify it.
So, Dr. Kanitkar, it also shows the incompetence of the National Testing Agency and its inability to conduct a mammoth test like NEET. 2.4 million examinees undertake in 13 languages across 4,500 centers. Do you think a major revamp of the National Testing Agency is required?
I don't know if it's just the agency it's required or relook at how we conduct the exam. Because whatever system you take requires two things. One is an accountability, a credibility, a capability. But it also requires an opportunity to be able to address the need of the students. So if it's going to be at such a mammoth scale, and unless we use technology and relook at how this exam is conducted, just making a revamp of the agency may not help.
Okay. As we are talking, there's news that has come in that the Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath-led UP government has proposed that UP Public Examination Ordinance 2024, in wake of the paper leak of the Constable Recruitment Exam and the RO-ARO exam in the state, will attract imprisonment, in fact, life imprisonment and fine up to 1 crore for the guilty. And this proposal has been approved by the state cabinet as well. So this is a step towards, as you were mentioning, the way the things are conducted and the several actions that have been taken to streamline things, it's a step towards that. So what kind of changes is the government, apart from the one that we just mentioned, what other changes in the government making can bring about some sanity into the way the exams are conducted?
This punishment and bringing in a law, I think, is an excellent step. Having said that, that definitely acts as a deterrent, but cannot plug the hole completely. It can slow it. It can this. It's a question of time when people find various paths to, you know, bypass the system. What is required is, I think, from both sides. One is making the system more accountable, more transferable, more equitable. So revamp of the whole system, that is one aspect. The second aspect is, I think it's a change in the societal norms in bringing about a morality. So, I mean, this has not got to do with the NTA, but it also involves a society pressure to perform and work transparently. I think that is equally important. Having said that, relook at as to why is there this do or die situation. Why do people do this? That also needs to be looked at, and the social fiber and the pressures on people to perform this. Can we give out lateral entries? So digressing a little bit from this episode of just the NTA and the NEET UG, we would like to see that in, whether it's for the recruitment or this, why is there such a beeline? And I think in that also steps that government is taking of lateral exits, skilling, entrepreneurships, you know, startups. So people are not desperate for getting admissions or getting jobs. I think that is also an aspect that needs to be looked into.
You very rightly mentioned, Dr. Ganetkar, about the social fabric, which is also to be blamed for this, because you and I as parents, we put so much pressure on our children that we want them to excel, we want them to, you know, get the best jobs or best positions, and therefore, to some extent, you know, we are also to be held responsible.
Absolutely. So I think that is very, very important, because especially in NEET UG, it's hardly the child. They are already under stress of exams, stress of pressure, stress of expectations from peers, stress of expectations from parents, teachers. It's tremendous. And we are hearing of the whole, and that is resulting in all this poaching and, you know, number of suicides. So I think that aspect also we needs to be looked into while reforming the method in which we correct. I mean, is 1 3-hour exam a solution to have an entire life decisions made on it or do and die situation?
I understand what you're saying, but what are the opportunities available to our children then? You know, there are limited number of seats, and apart from that, they feel that they don't have anything else to go to, and once they fail in some exam, then they go into various kinds of measures like these that we are witnessing now, and it is resulting in, you know, suicides that are taking place, or they are resigning to the measures like buying of question papers, etc. So the lack of opportunities are also to be blamed.
Lack of opportunities and a mentality, because opportunities are increasing. You see the number of undergraduate seats that have increased over the last few years, the number of postgraduate seats for just the medical. Engineering, there are seats going vacant, so opportunities are there. But it is that focus of I must get into an IIT, I must get into this. These are the pressures which are self-built. And again, I think in society, improving that dignity of labor, skilling people to make an entrepreneurship skills, so that I think that's going to change in the times to come. And the way we look at the future with gig economy coming in, so a person who's skilled will be able to find his feet. Yeah. So I think this pressure needs to go. So on one side, we need to, yes, increase opportunities for kids, but also give dignity for other jobs and, you know, self-employment opportunities.
Yes, I think, and towards that end, we need to counsel our children, we need to counsel our students, that this is not the only thing that is available to them. There are other skills in which they can excel and make a mark in their lives. So going back to the several steps the government has taken towards that end, the government has removed the old Director General of National Testing Agency from the post, and in his place, a new retired IAS officer has been appointed as the new Director General of NTA. How big is this change and what benefits will this bring about?
I feel whenever there is a problem, this is, I mean, it's not just a, you know, knee-jerk reaction or a cosmetic thing. It aids two things. If you're doing investigations, you do need to remove a person, and that facilitates a more transparent and better investigation. Secondly, I'm sure when a new person and an experienced person comes in, there's one person who's had his views and ideologies and working system, which has failed. So we are trying to bring in, you know, a fresh ideology, fresh thought process and new experience who might look at the problem in a different way and find a different solution. So I think from both ways it does help.
Okay, Dr. Ganetkar, the Union Education Minister, Mr. Pradhan, has also hinted at internal reforms in NTA. And in this regard, the Education Ministry has constituted a high-level committee of experts to ensure transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that is also an excellent move. Firstly, they've brought in people from different walks and different areas of expertise, right from the chairman who's had years of experience beyond just conducting an exam, right? And the second thing is when we're looking at revamping or changing the methodology of conducting such a humongous exercise of 24 lakh students across thousands of centers in 13, 14 languages. It's not simple exam that you conduct. I mean, as a vice chancellor of one health university, where I have 8 faculties, 1,000,000 students, I know the efforts that are involved when I conduct exams through 200 centers in one language. So this is a huge exercise. And therefore, I feel with the current day digital technology, using innovations, using newer methods. So one is the method by which the exam is conducted is one way to bring in reforms. And the second is a relook at, I mean, should the complete future depend on a 1-3-hour exam or should it be over a staggered way?
Right.
I think both needs to be relooked at.
So we talked about transparency and we talked about fairness and examination in India. So what are the challenges and issues related to such issues like that of transparency and fairness? What, according to you, are the challenges?
Firstly, because we are a very diverse country and we have students who appear for these kind of exams from very, very different situations. So, just saying, okay, we'll conduct a computer-based test. We have to really look at it with a larger perspective of the infrastructure, the resources required, and do we have them in place. The second thing that comes to my mind when you're doing such a huge exercise is that one test really picking up the best students? I mean, are we really picking up the ones who are consistently doing, or are we putting more pressures on students? So I think both these aspects have to be looked into. And like I said, you know, what we have looked at various ways. How can we reduce the human interference? Because that's where the leaks can occur. So in a system, if you have 20 contact points where there is physical transfer of papers, evaluation, corrections, number of times the data changes hands, so the accountability then reduces. So to bring in transparency, we would have to put in more of automation and more of security aspects.
So how technology can be leveraged to, as you said, to improve the transparency?
My experience is in a much smaller frame, but I can share one example where when I was with the Army and we were running the super speciality entrance test, and we for the first time shifted to a computer-based test, where even as me heading that thing, didn't know till the last which questions would be given to the students. Because it was completely computer-generated, coded to pick up. We just put the formula that 50% easy, 30% moderate, and 20% tough questions. And the question bank had huge number of questions. And at the last minute, the computer would draw and generate and deliver it. So that was one way. Second thing that we are doing at the Maharashtra University of Health Sciences, where we have the multiple choice questions, which are in 4 sets of, you know, there's A, B, C, D. The same questions are jumbled up. So even people sitting in the same hall, in the same adjacent areas, do not know which set has come to, and then the whole thing is coded. So that's one way. The third, what we started now is all our papers are being on-site scanned, online evaluation, so that we are not keeping physical movement of papers to centers and corrections and going back and re-listing. So the entire thing is a computerized process. I'm not saying that this may be the perfect solution. I'm sure there's technology and India really takes the lead in digital technology. So the people in the IT sector, the people who are really writing up these programs, I'm sure would find methods that which this can be done in a better way.
Very well said. I'm certain that the welfare of the students and their bright future is always the top priority of the government. Thank you so much, Dr. Madhuri Kanitkar, for being with Akashvani and for giving your valuable inputs and suggestions.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being. And I just put a last message out to all the dear students. Please bear with us, support each other, have faith, have trust. This too shall pass. Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on government efforts to ensure transparency in conduct of NEET examination. The participants were Lieutenant General Madhuri Kanitkar, Vice Chancellor, Maharashtra University of Health Sciences, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.